Jonas from General Data Acquisition and Storage. Repeat, this is Jonas from General Data Acquisition and Storage. I'm trying to reach Sherry in Waste Removal System Removals. No, I've never called here before. Yes, I suppose I'm fairly new, although I think I'm settling in pretty well. I have a chair now and everything. Well, when you put it that way, I guess I don't have everything.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't aware that Sherry got caught in a waste removal system, removal mover systems. Are they all right?
No, I've never seen a waste removal system, removal mover system. Why?
Oh, they died. Okay, let me check something here quick. You just enjoy whatever it is y'all do down there. It sounds exciting.
Yep. That's just what I thought.
I swear, every day is the same around here.
Jonas.
Yeah?
Just take out the trash.
But the time it would take me to do that could be so much better spent on my new project.
How long have you been trying to find another department to do it?
About half a shift.
Oh, that's great. That's gonna look real nice when they pull our communication logs for this run and we've doubled our strategic allotment.
Hey now, those were all incredibly important work-related calls that were only made so plentiful by the inefficiency and lack of teamwork that the other departments have shown.
They couldn't be work-related, Jonas, because I'm growing more and more convinced that you might be psychologically incapable of making a work-related call. I'm actually thinking of bringing in scientists about it. I wonder if I get a finder's fee for a brand new mental illness.
Probably only if you have it or name it.
Oh, well in that case, take out the trash!
Bethany! The project!
It'll take 3 minutes at the most.
I'll have you know it's a bigger project than that.
I'm not taking the bait.
By saying that, you kind of took the bait.
Don't you dare.
Would you take out the trash?
Absolutely not.
If I do it, will you help me with my project?
Maybe.
Really?
Well, there's only one way to find out, isn't there?
You're not just saying that to get me to take out the trash, are you?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
I've given you the write-up about believing me when I lied to you. It makes me feel guilty. Yes, that's absolutely what I'm saying that for. I've been very explicit about the trash.
Okay, then. But I'm keeping an eye on you.
Attention, crew members. This is a wide-ranging bulletin. Repeat. Attention, crew members. Prepare for a wide-ranging bulletin from the ship's correspondence and planetary communication officer.
Attention, crew. We've just received our monthly planetary communication dump, and I, as always, am required to get your mail to you as quickly as is permitted to be possible. With that said, the following crew members have letters and or packages from home. That will be all. Thank you. Is that it? Am I done? How do I get this thing out of my...
The company is, was, and can always be your family. Productivity is happiness.
Now, was that really so bad?
It was terrible. It was short, but it was terrible. I never want to do it again.
We go through this every week. How have you not gotten used to this yet?
Trauma builds, Bethany. Trauma builds.
No, we're not starting down that road again. Trash accomplished. More work awaits.
That is horrendous.
That's life.
Life is horrendous.
Yes, but you still have to take out the trash sometimes.
That's just not fair in the slightest. Not at all.
That's also life.
So, about my project.
Damn it.
You said you might help.
I thought for one beautiful second that you might have forgotten about that.
Oh, come on. That's a rookie mistake. You're the one always telling me how dangerous it is to have hope. Now, will you help?
What is it?
You don't trust me?
Not the smallest bit, Jonas. Now, what's your damn project?
Okay, so the folder, right?
Yeah.
It's a mess.
How can it be a mess? It's a big folder. Starts at the beginning, goes until the end. Simple.
Okay, not a literal mess, but it's terrible to look through. Nothing is cataloged. Nothing is organized.
It's organized. It's all in order. There is an organization system.
Yeah, by date of input, not by any sort of useful metric.
Who's using it? It's not even meant to be used. It's just meant to sit and be forgotten about.
Yeah, but that's not what's happening. I'm using it, and it's driving me nuts. So, I'm cataloging things as well as scanning them onto an extra drive we had lying around. You know, giving each a title, a few searchable terms, that kind of stuff.
Is that why the new scanner has been smoking more than usual?
No, that's because it's a stupid piece of junk that tries to test me at every moment. But anyways, yeah, that's pretty much the project. Want to help?
Jonas, I'm not cataloging the extraneous but interesting folder. That sounds like an awful time.
I'm not even asking you to.
Good. Now, how about you tell me what you are asking me to do?
Okay. So like I said, I'm giving each of them a name, keeping the date of upload, keeping the original finder if the data was still available, a few keywords about things that happened in the file, and a sort of overall what's it all about type statement to wrap things up. And with most of them, it's really easy, but I've got this one that I just can't figure out what the hell it's about.
Jonas, please tell me you aren't uploading illicit data to the company-wide computer network with my name attached to it.
Not at all. It's like an ebook.
I've never seen an ebook you can edit.
No, it's like an ebook, a fancy ebook, own personal network.
That sounds expensive.
It was a gift.
Aw, you still get mail? That's not fair.
It's special priority for this project. So, can you help me figure out the story?
Okay. Okay, yeah. Actually, I could do that. Which file?
I actually sent it to your mailbox.
My mailbox is on my desk, Jonas, and it's empty.
Not that mailbox, Bethany.
I don't check my non-physical mailbox anymore.
You do now.
Is it this one that's tagged confusing and really irritating?
I was up a little late when I sent that. I had a lot of those generic sleeping intoxicants that you gave me because they clashed with your anxiety meds, and I thought I was being rather kind, actually, all things considered.
I'm pretty sure I told you to throw those away.
You told me to get rid of them, but never specified how or when, and now they're all gone.
You are an aggravating mystery, Jonas. Okay, let's check this out. Oh, you didn't... You sent an audio file. You couldn't just send it in text form?
Audio was the only way to express my confusion and irritation. Listen.
I am confused and irritated.
See?
Hush. I can't have two of you talking at me at once. There aren't enough pills in the universe for that. And I should know. I was pen pals once with somebody that kept track of that sort of thing.
So I'm looking at the E but I folder. That's what us cool kids are calling it these days.
I swear that was the sleeping pills.
And I happen upon this little story right here. This little one right here that I'm looking at and showing you. Never mind. This is audio. Should have done video. Too much work right now. Gotta keep it together. What am I doing with my life? No, gotta focus. The story. So there's this domesticated house pet on this really rocky planet that also has the odd distinction of being in the top third percentile of species that routinely form vestigial tails that lead to either extreme social ostracite, obliquities, that lead to social obstetrician, or incredible sexual prowess, which doesn't really pertain to this much, if I'm honest. So, there's this species that's usually a house pet, but this one is, you know, like a stray one, and is hanging out near its family unit that has an offspring that feeds it occasionally, and the whole family likes it. Picturesque. Beautiful. They're nice. They're really nice. I like them. They would never obstetricianize anyone socially. Unfortunately, a massive storm dumps a ton of water over the entire area, which coincides with a massive earthquake. I checked the probability of these two natural disasters occurring at the same time in the same place, and that place being inhabited is something in the tall 100 million to 1. So you've got crazy flooding, earthquake damage, mudslides, all that craziness. And like, I know it doesn't always happen, but doesn't it feel like it always happens where this stuff hits nice families and stuff? Bunch of space dookie, if you ask me. Why doesn't anyone ever ask me stuff? Ask me anything, right now. No, Jonas. Story, Jonas. Family survives, and the stray pet survives too, which seems like a miracle. I couldn't get accurate odds calculated on that one, but it's gotta be pretty high. But sadly, the family has to leave. Most of the area around them has been obliterated, and they didn't live in a very wealthy area of this planet to begin with. They end up in this ramshackle collection of buildings where what they call their government is housing everybody who lost
Can
their
you pause
homes.
That? Yeah. Why?
I don't remember this one.
Not surprising. There's tens of millions of entries.
No, but I have a good memory. And even if I don't always remember every detail, I can always remember bits and pieces after I read a little bit of it. I don't think I've ever heard this one.
Can I play it now?
No, hold on. Vaguely domesticated stray pet, a horrible natural disaster sequence, refugee housing. I just don't remember this one. That's... Huh. I wonder when, or I don't know. Why would they...
Are you okay?
Of course I'm okay. I'm just trying to remember. Never mind. Play it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's fine. Play it. Back it up a tiny bit, but play it.
They end up in this ramshackle collection of buildings where what they call their government is housing everybody who lost their homes. People are trying to find their family members, need medical care, all that stuff. It's bad. It's real bad. Dirty. Crowded. Everybody's sick. Nobody knows what they're doing next. And to top it all off, they don't even really know the area. The destruction was so widespread that they're essentially on the other side of the little landmass they lived on. Hours and hours over the terrain to get there. Very primitive combustion engines, you know? And relying on live drivers because, well, they're a primitive little planet, aren't they? And there's this little stray that has absolutely no idea what's going on. Just knows that something went wrong with the world and it needed to hide and wait it out for a while. Which it did. Which is pretty amazing. But I think I already said that. Where am I? Oh no, I lost my place. Oh, now I bumped the recording screen. Why is everything always a touchscreen? And now I'm on the menu somehow? I don't even know if this piece of absolute garbage is still recording. Adaptive and consumer positive tech, huh? I'd say the gunk I'm still digging out of my gills is more adaptive and consumer positive.
There might be a couple of those little outbursts in here too. We'll just skip past that, my bad.
And I said, if you want to get me on a ship, you're going to have to tie me up and do several naughty things.
And we'll just keep on going past that.
Said that they were the boss. And I said, well, I'm gonna take that job and shove it so far up your...
The generic sleeping intoxicants were stronger than I remember them, I guess.
Yeah, most people don't take all of them in one sitting.
That's why I chose the generic sleeping intoxicants he gave me instead of the name brand sleeping intoxicants that the medical people recommended. They might not work as well for sleep, but getting off of them only takes a month or two instead of years. Plus you save money. It just makes sense.
Yeah, Jonas, you're the pinnacle of logic.
Found it. Take that, computer. All right. This little stray kind of sort of pet thing is coming out of this little safe hiding spot, and it goes back to the little town where its friends were, but it's gone. The whole town, just rubble. Which smells very interesting to the stray, but it has a family to find. And in the way that some species do, this thing just seems to say, well, better go find them, I guess. And it just sets off across the continent. I don't think it could smell them or anything like that. I don't think it was following a trail. I think it was just going by instinct, really. And this thing just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. Which is amazing because everything is so messed up around it and all the other species are freaking out too, so everything is on edge. Constantly having to scrounge around for food, fight to keep other things away from it, trying to find water that isn't mostly mud or slime or something even worse. And it keeps going. It's even going in vaguely the right direction too. Another little miracle. And it's actually making some good time for being on foot and all the other stuff. Eventually, this thing is just scratched up all over, limping, skinny, seeing the outline of bones through the skin. It's terrible. It makes me feel terrible even thinking about it. And I can't feel much right now because I'm on drugs. But it's doing it. It's winning. And eventually, this thing hears in the distance a lot of vehicles. And it can smell on the wind from miles away the scent of a bunch of beings all crowded together in one place. And so it's like, hey, that must be where I need to go. And it does. In something like 2 weeks, this thing has traveled miles and miles through some of the worst conditions you could ask for. And there it is, only separated by a fence. It tries to go through the gate, but the guards at the gate chase it off because obviously, they don't want a bunch of strays running around. They have enough problems. So this skinny thing just limps around the outside of the fence over and over because it knows. It knows for sure that this is the place it needs to go. After a few hours of this, it's taking a break, lying down, when it smells something. It lifts up its head and sniffs the air again, and yes, it's absolutely sure now. It's smelling the offspring from the family unit who's walking on the other side of the fence there and hasn't noticed. So the little stray, almost pet, lets out a happy bark sort of noise, and the offspring looks over and it's just tears, immediate tears. Even through a fence, they found each other again. They each found their friend again. You know, sometimes I wonder if our species can even feel love like that anymore. We must have been able to at some point, but anymore, I just don't know. I sure never have. And I don't really feel like I can, you know, ask anybody about it. There's probably some rule against it somewhere that I haven't read. There's rules against everything else. Probably a rule against talking about love, too.
I thought I might have been imagining that I said that and especially recorded it, but nope. That's embarrassing.
Is it, love expert?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Why?
Well, it's... Yeah, you know, it's just a look into, I don't know, look into my,
insecurity?
Yeah, a bit, I guess, but more than that. It's a look into my desire, I guess. I don't think that's totally the right word, but that's what comes to mind.
And you having a desire for something is embarrassing?
Yes, you've said that on a number of occasions.
Since when do you listen to anything I say?
Just... Can't I just skip forward a bit and we go back to the file?
After this, you've wanted things in the past. Just look at how long you spent trying to get somebody to do your job today. I saw a heck of a lot of desire in that, and you sure weren't hiding it.
It's not the same.
Isn't it, though? Sure seems like it from this angle.
That's all surface level stuff. That doesn't matter.
So it's only embarrassing when it matters?
Exactly. There you get it. Okay, back to the
file. No. Keep going.
Bethany.
Jonas.
Oh, that's mature. Very good.
You always want me to do this. Now you. Open up. Why are you so embarrassed?
You know, you learn something new and you say it's cool. Later on, you use that same thing as an example of why I'm this or why I'm that or whatever. And then eventually, I have to leave. Again. Can I go back to the file now?
Yeah. Sure thing.
And of course the offspring goes to get its parents, and they come over, and they're not happy. They're not crying. They're doing that thing that some adults of some species do, where they take a big, moment of silence so they don't say the wrong thing. The offspring know something is wrong. This isn't the reunion that was expected. This isn't how the offspring thought it would go. And, unfortunately, the parents of the offspring have to explain that food is a very limited resource right now. They barely, and I mean barely, have enough to feed themselves. In fact, some of the people have even taken to catching and eating some of the friendlier and slower of the strays roaming around. And who can blame them? Everyone needs to eat. Everything is just food for something. The most ethical thing to do, they decide, is to drive it away. And it has to be all of them together. Their family is the reason this particular stray is near them, and sadly, in danger now. If they don't all drive it off, it'll keep coming back because it'll think one of them still loves it. The stray almost pet doesn't know what it did wrong when they start throwing rocks and yelling at it. They try not to hit it, but they have to make it seem real, and mistakes happen. It's confused and scared, and it runs off. And they have to repeat this every day for about a week. Remember, this is a very determined stray almost pet. It made it all the way here, after all. But eventually, it gets the message. It isn't wanted, and it leaves. The family survives, the stray survives. Everything works out about as good as you could reasonably assume. But that stray almost pet never went near that other species again if it could help it. And that offspring never got an actual pet for itself. Both of their lives were worse for it. And then they were incorporated. And that's just it. And now I think I'm probably gonna fall asleep. I've had a lot of pills. A lot of pills. Sleepy time.
So? It's not a happy one.
No, it's not. If that's the question you had about categorizing it, I'm glad I could help. Put it in the not happy pile.
There's no piles, that's the whole put. No, I'm not letting you do this. You said you would help and you're not helping.
Jeez, you tell one joke around here.
Well, what's it about, Bethany?
I don't know. Bad things happen?
Unacceptable.
I don't know, Jonas. That's the first time I've heard the story, as far as I can tell. I didn't put it in there. I don't know about it. I didn't volunteer for this whole thing. I'm just here.
Yeah, but you're not even trying.
I just don't care that much about this particular story.
Yeah, well, I just don't care that much about this particular job, but you still make me try.
Don't bring logic and fairness into this. Those are my weapons.
Distraction tactic!
You're getting too good at this. Fine. Okay, fine. At first glance, it just seems to be a meditation on things going wrong.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But that's not very what's it all about type of thing, you know?
What do you think? Come on, teamwork.
I think there's a secret in it.
Why?
Because I'd really like there to be a secret in it.
Okay, you know that doesn't mean there is one, right?
I know. But it seems like there should be.
Why?
Because otherwise, what's the point of keeping something around that's just sad and gets worse and then kind of ends?
Maybe it meant something more to the person who found it.
Huh. You think-
I'm not gonna get into it much more than this. I'm just gonna say that sometimes when people aren't having a good time, they seek out even more misery.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So that might be why it's in the EBI to begin with, but what does the story mean?
I don't know. Maybe it just means that sometimes bad things happen, and then they keep happening until they don't happen anymore. It doesn't make you any better for it, it's just terrible. And then life goes on. Different than it was before, worse in a lot of ways, but it goes on. And you just go on too.
This story bothers me. I just want it to all be worth something, you know?
It's a story about pain and loss, Jonas. Those aren't worth anything themselves. They're only valuable as a catalyst for something better. Did that help at all?
I don't know.
Well, I feel like I've done my duty at least.
Wait! No, one more thing.
Please make it small.
I'm trying to think up a title for all the ones that don't have one yet.
And?
And this one doesn't have one yet. What should it be?
I don't know, Jonas. Things get worse.
That's a terrible title.
Ink is written, produced, and edited by Monty D. Montalegre and Alexander Wolf.
Hi, my name is Allison Levine, and I voice the character of Bethany.
Hello, my name is Ravi O. Washington, and I voice the character of Jonas.
Hello, I'm Katie Pletz, and this episode I played
Correspondence and Planetary Communication Officer.
Hello, my name's Ellis MacMillan,
and I voice the Rebel Archivist.
And I'm Leah Cardenas.
I read the ship announcement, as well as the credits.
Find us online at inkthepodcast.buzzsprout.com for links to all our social media, or connect with us directly at Ink the Podcast. That's at I-N-C the Podcast. All lowercase, all one word, all the time. As a fledgling show attempting to lift off, we're not above asking you for a little help in spreading the word. Ratings and reviews on whatever platform you consume content on helps feed the algorithmic beasts that control all our lives from behind the shadows. And if you're far too unplugged from the system for that, word of mouth has always been a wonderfully organic way to build a community. And we'd be delighted to be the latest podcast you tell people to listen to, knowing full well that most of them never will. One must imagine Sisyphus happy after all. Ink is a production of Wolf Mountain Workshop. Happiness is productivity.
Productivity is happiness.